Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. Thanks for joining me for another edition of Fine Points and welcome back. I want to thank God for all of the members and friends who attended service on yesterday. And although I missed some, I was glad to see others. Our annual meeting ran smoothly and was very well attended. All of the officers who were nominated were elected, and the budget and calendar were approved. The stepping down of Brother Barry Funderburt as Usher President and Deacon Wilbert Evans as Music Director marked the end of an era for both men and ministries, and the beginning of another. We wish the best for them and their replacements, Sister April Shine as Usher President and Sister Patrice Weber as Music Director, as they turn the page in the next chapter of their lives. I am continuing to invite all members and friends to come out to Sunday School, Missions, and BTU beginning at 9 o'clock a.m. These three ministries provide a vital part of our spiritual growth and maturity plan. So make that extra effort and join us each Sunday as we grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Speaking of BTU, Study 2, Culture and Worldliness of Lifestyle Priorities began Sunday with a look at the meaning of culture. Be sure to get a study guide from me or Deacon Collins. Begin answering the discussion questions and be ready to share your thoughts as we look at these subjects together. The women have scheduled two practices this week for Women's Day on Tuesday and Saturday. The Tuesday practice, I believe, begins at 7 o'clock p.m. and I'm not sure about the Saturday practice. Contact Sister Rory or Sister Weber for more information and get involved. Sister Glenda Hawkins will be the speaker this Sunday for Women's Day, so let's lift her up in prayer for this assignment and for her return to work on tomorrow after all the surgery and complications that followed. To God be the glory. If you didn't update your profile in time for the annual meeting, I want to encourage you to do it anyhow. Using online technology as a means of conducting Christian ministry will become an increasingly important tool in our effort to advance the kingdom of our Savior. See me or someone from the membership committee if you need assistance. I request your prayers as I will be in revival at Friendship Missionary Baptist Church in Monroe beginning tonight, Monday, May 21st through Thursday, May 24th. I am asking the church to come out on Thursday on the final night of the revival. But you are welcome to come any or all of the other nights as well. Please take time to go by and look at the information that is presented at the health table and bulletin board. There is some important information regarding domestic abuse and what we can do to help on the board now. We will have a health workshop on healthy together nutrition information and demonstration Saturday, June 2nd at 11:30 a.m. It will be a very good and informative workshop for everyone in the church, so make plans to attend. And now a few final thoughts from yesterday's message, Knowing Which Way to Go. Unfortunately, animals sometimes find themselves in the road in the path of oncoming cars and trucks and don't know which way to go to get out of the way and end up being struck and killed. Many of them zig and zag, but all to no avail because they can't tell which way will lead to safety. Sadly, people in our world today are zigging and zagging, trying to find a way to go. But every way they choose leads to death and destruction. Isaiah wanted God's people to know that God has made a way for them called the Highway of Holiness. On this highway, they will have the blessings and peace of God without the worry and trauma of being on a road full of the dangers that lead to death and destruction. The way is so plain that any traveler, though they may be unlearned or a fool, can't get lost. For nothing unclean will pass over this way, which will let anyone know if they are on the right road. Jesus Christ is a personification of this way. So many people don't know about this way, and some do who so far are choosing to go another way. I hope you will take time to visit our website or use our mobile app to listen to the sermon again. Think and reflect on these things and share your thoughts on my blog. Well, that's all for now. Have a good week, and I hope to see you at Friendship and Sunday morning, if not before, if the Lord so wills. So until then, blessings and peace.